This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden, working our way back to you,
Babe E.
Okay, so let's go to the state of New Jersey, state of confusion. If you walk around New Jersey with your nose buried in your smartphone, you could end up in jail.
Or getting whacked.
There's a new bill that the New Jersey legislature is working on this week that would outlaw texting while walking. If it passes, the penalty will be a $50 fine and 15 jails. Wait a minute. 15 jails in the slammer? 15 days in the slammer.
Now, come on.
Yep. This is a risk to others on the road, says Assemblywoman Pamela Lampitt, who sponsored the bill.
But
the issue is personal.
Burden of proof.
She is an employee at the University of Pennsylvania, told the newspaper, the local newspaper in Mahwah, New Jersey, that she knew a student who was struck and killed by a bus while walking across the street looking at his phone.
So what are you going to do, write that guy a ticket?
You know.
He's dead.
It is not sad, but this shows you the length and width, and the suggestion I've made over the years has been that we've lost ourselves to these things. We've become zombies. We are so connected to these damn things. You walk, you talk, everything is wrapped around this little device. That Apple and
she's right. It's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
How are you going to legislate?
Well, they already have a bill. They have what they call.
How are you going to prove I wasn't looking at my feet?
Distracted driving ban.
How are you going to prove I wasn't working at the curb?
If you're driving and texting in New Jersey, $400 fine. Studies finding that texting can turn a simple stroll or a simple go down to the store to get something into a perilous circumstances. Accidents related to distracted walking have jumped 35% in the last 5 years because of the use of these phones for texting and all of that other stuff. What are you telling people that you didn't tell them before? What is there? This drives me nuts. Getting off the plane yesterday afternoon, we landed back in Boston. I'm listening to this guy behind me who couldn't wait to get on his phone to tell his driver to make sure to be there. And I remember I told you to meet me right outside door 4. And then after he hangs up, he texts somebody else what he was doing.
It happens on every plane. As soon as a plane hits the ground, boom, ding, 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 ding. Sounds like a pinball machine.
It does. I wasn't thinking about it that way, but it kind of does, doesn't it? It just seems, it's silly.
I can't stand the people that pick up their phone and start to have a conversation.
About nothing.
Right. You know that moment when you're all standing up to get your luggage out of the overhead, and then there's that one person who gets on their phone and starts to have like an actual conversation at full volume.
Right. So everybody's in here.
Right. Like, I really care about.
Exactly. Who cares?
What you're doing for dinner tonight.
All right, Rizzy, you will care about this. A Florida-based restaurant and bar chain seeking applicants this week for an internship with unusual duties. We posted this story from today's show at DougSteffen.com. You will be traveling the world this summer and drinking beer.
Oh.
The World of Beer is a Tampa-based restaurant chain. Announced it's looking for 3 Drink It interns.
There's one right here, the World of Beer.
To visit breweries and beer festivals around the world to sample food and craft beers this summer.
How many applicants do you think you'll get for that?
They'll be paid $12,000.
Like the lottery.
Plus they get food, lodging, travel expenses. They have to write about their adventure for the company's website over the course of the summer.
This sounds
like this is a no-brainer.
I quit.
Hello. Let's see here. Whether you're a photographer, a writer, social media maverick, beer blogger, we're looking for you. Adventure seekers, storytellers, beer experts, novices, brewery nerds, foodle fans. What the hell is a foodle fan? I
guess foodie.
Oh, I'm looking at it. It looks like an L, but it's an I. A foodle.
those are poodles who like food.
Oh, my God. Is that funny? A foodle fan.
A foodle fan.
All right. So, we were talking about NASA looking for something important for you to send into outer space. They're soliciting people and their artwork so that they can put it on this starship that's going to go up to the asteroid in September and leave it on the asteroid, I guess, or just make the round trip maybe. I'm not sure. And then we come back around to the news. I'm thinking about all things missile related. You got to have a missile to get the... This is huge, by the way. They're going to... In order to get this thing to go to the asteroid, those of you who don't know the story, had this fellow who's the pilot on last week who told us how they're going to do this. Launching from Cape Kennedy, from NASA, from the Space Center in Florida, they're going to send this thing, what did he tell us, about the size of a car, right? Smaller than a car? Bigger than a refrigerator.
Right.
Yeah. So you're going to send that off, going out to an asteroid, taking almost 2 years to get there. The asteroid they've never seen. Don't know what it looks like, but they know where it is. The shadows have been caught by various devices.
Because it's hidden behind other bigger...
Right. Whatever. The moon around Mars or something.
They don't have direct line of sight.
No. So they're going to send this thing up to try to scoop some dirt off of it and find out if the origins of the universe are indicated by what they find on this thing. So anyway... they're looking for people to send memorabilia up in it. It's kind of like Flat Stanley going around the world with all the people that has happened with Flat Stanley or any of these other things. Remember the bear that I took around? Remember the bear, yeah. Jay Honeycutt? There's a woman named Penny. I'm trying to remember her last name. 20 years ago when I first got involved in this, she had a bear. She was bringing a bear, and she had her students. And I went to her classroom in Minnesota. And they wanted to send a bear up, and she asked me if I would help. Penny, I wish I could remember her last name. I know she died of brain cancer a few years after that, but she was a wonderful teacher. So they had this bear, and she said, can't you get... I went to did a program from Jay Honeycutt, one of the astronauts, and I did a program from her classroom one morning, and... So she said, can we get this bear into outer space? So she gave it to me, and I gave it to Jay, and he gave it to an astronaut, and the darn thing didn't, you know, it went up in a shuttle.
That's awesome.
And the kids were, my God, could you imagine the excitement these kids had for this event?
Are you in possession of anything that has been in space?
Yes.
What?
I have a little sort of, it's a picture of one of the astronauts that went up and came back down, and they gave it to me, signed it.
Oh, cool.
Kind of stuff. Yeah, right. Okay, so here's the latest from another. I was making reference to this little boy puppet in North Korea who's threatening to blow up the world with his missiles. So who would have thought that somebody in America had their own missile silo? But turns out people in Maine are selling their 15,000 square foot missile silo to anybody who wants a home that will last until the end of the world. 5 foot thick concrete ceiling. The silo will last any doomsday, anything that anybody can, unless it's a direct hit. And who's going to want to blow up a missile silo in Maine? It's located on an ex-Air Force base, stored anti-aircraft missiles there. Dave and Sue Prentice own it. They bought the silo and the base in 1985 from the federal government.
That's awesome.
They turned the silo into a home. It's priced at $300,000 to $400,000. Needs a bit of fixing up. Actually, there are a lot of people who are buying these things because of fear, you know, about this little worm in North Korea or wherever else.
Kim Jong Ding Dong can't reach Maine.
Crazy. Nobody can start something and people start throwing these missiles around and yada yada. So
can't even reach Hawaii or Alaska.
I think they can reach Hawaii. I'm sure about Alaska. Alaska's closer though, isn't it, to North Korea than Hawaii? I think it is. Okay, so there it is.
That's a cool house. I'd like to buy it.
Yeah, you see pictures of it? Yeah, it'll work. Yeah, a paint job. You have to use special paint, too, on concrete. You can't just use any old... can't go to Home Depot and buy the paint for the concrete there. I found that out the hard way. 16 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game. And it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Did you know the lens in your eye gets less flexible over time? While this change is natural, it can make it hard to see up close. Think about this. A change in vision doesn't have to change your life. Your eye doctor has solutions that help you see better, like progressive eyeglasses or multifocal contacts. Learn more at your yearly comprehensive eye exam. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find an eye doctor near you and bring things back into focus. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
It's 19 past the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Something in modern life is undermining mental health. This is from a professor of psychology at San Diego State. Her name is Jean Twange. Specifically, she said something undermining young people's mental health, especially young girls. She's published a paper that will come out today in San Diego. She looks at four studies covering 7 million people, ranging in age from teenagers to older adults. Among the findings, high school students are twice as likely to see a professional for mental health issues than those in the 1980s. So now more teens are coming around. More teens are struggling compared to earlier. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking it's only because people are talking about it.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of people needed help when I was
more people are being diagnosed with it.
Yeah, right. Because we're more focused on it.
Right.
I think that's what's happening. All right, check the story out. DougSteffen.com.
Thank you. Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hour, we focus on entertainment, mostly music. This is performance artist Laurie Anderson, and what you're listening to is part of her performance of Music for Dogs. That's what this is called, Music for Dogs. She appeared last night with Stephen Colbert and explained this project of hers called Music for Dogs.
Why?
Super tree, I know.
But and what does it mean, Music for Dogs?
Well, it's a different thing each time. And I started out doing it because I was giving a speech. And I was backstage, and the green room was super boring. And I'm wearing that, you know, mortarboard thing that was supposed to be a commencement speech. And I was feeling really guilty because I was supposed to tell all of these artists, don't worry about your student loan. You're going to wipe that out right away. And the cellist Yo-Yo Ma was there, and we were just kind of, because it was going on and on for hours, I was saying, you know, I have this fantasy when I'm doing a concert, I look out and the whole audience is dogs. And he said, I have that fantasy too. I said, really? Okay, whoever gets to do it first invites the other one. So actually, I invited him to come tonight, but he was busy. He was busier than I am. And so, I was invited to direct a big festival in Sydney, Australia. And I got to invite all my favorite artists and filmmakers and writers. And I said to the producer, and I also would like to do a concert for dogs. And he didn't say, concert for dogs? No, we just wrote down concert for dogs. So we did this show, and we thought a few hundred dogs would show up. Thousands of dogs.
Now, sort of listen to this. This is kind of curious. The music for dogs. And if you have a dog in the room with you, or in a car with you, or someplace, see what the dog's reaction is to this. Hear the high-pitched music here, Richie, the violins and stuff. That's what
it would certainly get their attention right dog, there. The
yes. Right? Listen to this. This is the only place in the world that you'd hear on the radio.
No what it reminds me of.
Music for dogs.
Yes. 20-some years ago, Jack Kevorkian released a jazz album.
Oh, yes.
Right. Listen, compare it. Here, listen. This is Jack Kevorkian.
Before he went to jail.
Kind of the morose.
Yes.
Dark. Thing.
Heavy.
Yeah, that's
dark.
Dog song.
Right. Let's see, the pitches are higher. Do this.
I'd be curious to see how she researched how this would be for dogs.
Well, you wonder whether there actually are notes on a page or whether these people, this is their version of jamming. You know, a classical, we all talk about jazz artists and how they go into a studio and jam. It must be the classical artists going to a studio and jam as well, wouldn't you think?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Why? A different kind of jamming.
It's too organized. It's too, there's too many people.
Too many pieces to
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you can only jam if there's, you know,
I get it.
Up to seven or eight of you.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, you know how my mind works.
Yeah.
I'm creatively putting myself into a studio with a bunch of violinists and cello players and bass players.
They must have tested instruments and notes.
Yeah, well, with dogs to see what they reacted to.
And then said, okay, this instrument, yes, this instrument, no, yeah, this right. note, yes,
high
this note,
pitch,
no.
Like trumpets and trombones, it probably wouldn't do much for a dog. But a high-pitched sound frequency that comes out of a good fiddle would probably do
or
it.
Or an organ, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah, that could be, yeah. All right, so there, we've let your imagination run wild here on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Free advice for better living. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Doing what works can backfire if you start coasting. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith doesn't coast.
When we're successful, we get trapped into just repeating what we're doing over and over again. When we get positive recognition, we're successful. Sometimes at the expense of doing stuff that in the short term doesn't pay off, but in the long term is going to make a huge difference in our lives. So I really started working on that myself, and I've used that now in my life a lot. So I keep trying to grow and write and do new and different things, as opposed to just be repetitive.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden. I thought that Roberto was going to be around this week. I don't know where I thought that.
She's in San Francisco.
Ah, so forget about hearing from her.
I just able to track her.
So I don't want the situation in Belgium to overcome our other conversation here because there are lots of other things going on in the world. Some might consider this to be a good counter. I saw this and I wanted it to be a part of our discussion, so we posted it at DougStephan.com. The story of some strangers who over this past weekend paid a visit to a newborn after getting an accidental text. Brothers Derek and Dennis Williams got a group text saying that Lindsay and Mark Knox had given birth to a beautiful baby boy. Problem is that they had no idea who these people were. The text was sent by a grandmother named Teresa Lashley, who had meant to send the message to somebody else. The brothers wrote back to congratulate the couple, admitted that they didn't know who they were, didn't have any connection to them, and that the grandmother had messed up. And so she sent them, anyway, a picture of the newborn in the hospital. So the brothers wrote back asking what room they were in, and they went to visit him. And so what you see posted at DougStephan.com is a picture of these two dudes in the hospital.
That's funny.
I thought it was pretty funny. And that's the question that we have today about whether or not you always tweet. I said something about it a few minutes ago. If you tweet to people that you don't know, Or do you respond if you get a Twitter? Now, in my business, I'm going to get Twitter input from all kinds of people that I don't know. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. We get a lot of stuff all the time. We're posting things, hopefully, that are interesting and compelling. And so when you follow these sorts of things, it makes you think about who you do respond to. We are now so open. We get so much stuff. Look at all of the tweets everywhere, posted newspapers, television shows. Everybody's using it. So do you respond? I don't take phone calls from people whose number I don't recognize, or if it says restricted, there's no identification, I don't take them.
Leave a message.
Leave a message. Maybe if I want to, I'll call you back.
If you're somebody I know, I'll call you back.
That's the very same rule that I use. But anyway, I thought this was kind of cool, so we posted it. It shows that there are a lot of people who just are interesting and interested, and that's the good thing about all this social media, brings us closer together. All right, another story that's posted, actually maybe this comes from the quote of the day department, Richie. Serena Williams said,
yeah,
quote, "We shouldn't have to drop to our knees at any point." She was responding to what that idiot said from the California tennis tournament. He has resigned after saying, quote, "Female players are lucky that men make all the decisions in tennis." What a clown. This guy's Raymond Moore, 69 years old, resigned as tournament director after making these comments. He said women don't make any decisions in the World Tennis Association. He also said that Roger Federer and Rafa Nadal have carried tennis. He said female players were physically and competitively attractive. Serena Williams, Billie Jean King lining up to take a shot at this guy, which they certainly, he apologized and said that he made a mistake, and then he was told to resign, so he did.
Serena and Venus are a force in tennis.
Serena especially, man.
I don't know
one powerful chick.
Yeah, I don't know how he could even begin to say it. I mean, you know, Nadal and they're obviously powerhouses as well.
He's out of touch, Richie. He's out of touch.
In my next life, I want to come back as someone in the WTA, the Women's Tennis Association,
mm-hmm.
because they rode on the coattails of the men.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. In what world do you think you're going to be able to keep your job after saying something like that publicly?
Mm-hmm. All right. Has anybody figured out this sad pawpaw thing? Yesterday, I heard, after I spent some time talking about it in the morning, I don't know, two or three times I made a quick reference to it, there's a big deal with this fellow. His name is Kenny Harmon, a retired iron worker. He invited his six grandchildren to come to dinner, and only one of them responded. And somehow, that became this big flap on the internet. And so what I heard yesterday on my way to the airport was, I was listening to the guy, the Uber guy, is listening to the radio, the story in the car as I'm driving to the airport, and the focus was on whether this was a hoax, whether this was a put-up deal, whether it was a way for the daughter to make money because she has all these children and she can't afford them. So whether that's whether that's true or it isn't true, all six of the grandchildren now are coming to Sunday dinner. But you saw the pictures of this guy that were posted. We posted one of them yesterday. A very grim-faced picture. So then the granddaughter, whose name is Kelsey Harmon, said that they were going to go and visit him. They love him. And yada, yada, yada.
By the way, Kelsey Harmon is about 25 or 26.
Yeah.
Something like that. She now has 70,000 Twitter followers after this story.
So that's what I'm saying. Is this a big put on? Did they use, I mean, this goes back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago about the strangers who went into the hospital. Is this, I mean, you get all of this stuff, this notoriety. Look at how the GoFundMe pages work when people, most of the time people respond because they know, but now, not all. always. There are things that happen. And this poor side, okay, do we need to help this guy out? And so am I being too cynical about this?
Yeah, I want you to get some pictures of you smiling with Miles, your grandson.
Yep.
And we're going to start a Glad Paw Paw campaign.
Okay. All right. I mean, we had a bunch of them taken over the weekend. So I'll call Megan or I'll send her a note. Say we want to start a smiling Paw Paw.
Ever send it to Ken and I, we'll start a Glad Paw Paw.
Okay, I'll do that.
Glad Paw Paw.
Uh-huh.
You can be him.
Gossip department, Richie. Elon Musk, you know who he is?
Of course.
PayPal. The, what's the name, SpaceX. Owner of Tesla, the motor car company. His wife has filed to divorce him. So what do you think that's going to be worth? That's what everybody... Now, so is that the man's point of view? The woman's point of view on this would be, oh, my God, this guy's taking horrible advantage of her. He's cheating on her. He's got all this money. He doesn't pay any attention to her.
Right.
That's the... That's two sides of the story. And the men are going to think, wow, look at how much money this guy's got. What's she going to get out of it?
They each have a reason.
They're worth... Now, well, it depends on whether he's a resident of California or some 50-50 state. He's worth $10 billion. In Donald Trump, $10 billion. So in a state like that, unless there's some really strange way of interpreting the law, she gets 50%. They were separated 15 months ago, and then the golden handcuffs came into play. You know what that theory is, right?
Yep.
Golden handcuffs. You can't leave me. It's too important. You lead your life the way you want. I'll do what I want. It's no problem.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Wonder Woman's golden handcuffs.
No, I'm talking.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the golden handcuffs of being married to a man or a woman who's worth a lot of money, and they don't want to upset the apple cart, so they'll pay you. You can live as you want. Do what you want.
Shackle me up, baby.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it.
you want to be shackled up. Good.
Use me, beat me, whip me, abuse me, do whatever you want.
Big Apple Week, they unwrapped some new toys. They had a date in court with the FBI, but feds say, don't worry about it. We got it taken care of. No sweat. We don't need you, Apple. The story trending at DougStefan.com. FBI may be able to hack into the iPhone.
I think it's
from
a play.
San Bernardino. You think it's a play?
I think it's a play. I think the FBI is trying to spook Apple a little bit by telling them we don't need you. We found a hack into your phone.
All right. So does this new iPhone fit back in your pocket? The one previous to this new one was too big. Didn't fit into your pocket. Most everybody puts. You know, I get a lot of butt calls. You probably get a lot of butt calls because people put.
I just got one from my uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got one yesterday from Meredith. You get them all the time. From
my iPhone 6 Plus fits into my back pocket, but then again, I have a rather large rear end, so
there's
more real estate there.
Yeah, that's all right.
But the 6 and the 6 Plus, the 6 Plus is the larger one.
Yeah.
The 6 was slightly upgraded in size. Now they're going to make another one that goes back to the Apple 5, to the iPhone 5.
Yeah.
So they're going to have basically three sizes, maybe. Fourth.
Yeah. This sounds like a soap opera, doesn't it? The FBI and Apple, the days of our tech lives. Can we get some music?
How many iPhones do you think they've sold since the government has admitted that they cannot break into one?
Well, I think it's great for business.
Right. It's got to be the best advertising campaign ever, right?
Absolutely. But what about the days of our tech lives? Do you think I make a good announcer? The days...
Beautiful.
Of our tech lives.
I'm surprised you haven't gone in and laid down for an iPhone.
Nah, I'm
using... privacy.
I'm using...
Mr. I want my privacy.
I don't think they mess too much with it. I have a Samsung Galaxy whatever.
But you don't use it. You use your flip phone all the time.
Last time I used it
for things... My 11-year-old can hack that thing.
There's nothing on it. There's no, all the stuff that I get is all on my own private sort of server here. I used the smartphone yesterday to get Uber. Yep. Yeah. I don't have to worry about state. Nobody's giving me any state secrets. I used the Uber yesterday, the app for my smartphone to get the Uber guy to come pick me up for 4 minutes.
Wow.
I picked up the phone right as soon as I get off the air with you at 5 o'clock. I went to the Uber, to the iPhone, found my Uber app. It comes up with your direct. I was going to use it to get a car out of the airport yesterday when I landed. So as soon as I landed, I got out the smartphone, and it knows where you are. It shows on the screen where you are.
Isn't that a miracle?
So
that's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, will you stop it?
It's called GPS, Global Positioning Service.
I think he's being disrespectful, media folks, don't you think?
Hey, they got this cool new thing now. Right. You drop bread into it that makes toast. Check it out.
Repeat after me. Richie is a meanie. Richie is a meanie. 45 past the hour on Good Day.
If your primary goal is burning fat, what is the best way to fuel your exercise? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Working out on an empty stomach at the crack of dawn is routine for bodybuilders about to compete and celebrities getting ready for award ceremonies. But is it the best way for you to consistently burn fat? There is some data to indicate we can lose up to 20% more fat exercising in a fasting state. Science backs this up. That's because once we eat, we produce insulin, which slows fat burning down. The downside is that cardio fasting doesn't help burn fat post-workout. In contrast, the study of athletes eating carbs before cardio showed increased fat burning benefit continuing throughout the day. The evidence is conflicting. We all react differently. So, experiment carefully until you find what works best for you, and then stick with it.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
You don't buy a new truck without adding a few things to make it work better, like a winch or a bed liner or a lockable toolbox. So why not do the same for your Red Wing work boots? At a Red Wing shoe store, you'll find everything you need to stay comfortable on the job, from moisture-wicking socks to removable footbeds and boot care products. So come talk with our fit experts today for handcrafted footwear and accessories to boot. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Stephen's Good Day program. NASA in the news.
Yeah, what are they up to?
They want to send your art and your poetry into outer space, Richie.
Oh, cool.
If you're a creative person who wants your personal expressions of originality and imagination out of this world, NASA wants to help you achieve that lofty goal.
I got a picture of you sitting on a toilet. Maybe we should send that in.
Send that in. NASA's going to launch its OSIRIS-X spacecraft. Remember we were talking to the guy who's going to be the pilot?
Is that an Irish missile?
No,
it's going to send Cyrus into space.
No, it's going to send, they want to collect the samples of the asteroid, return it to Earth for study. The public is invited to submit artwork about what exploration means to them, which will be saved on a computer chip and stored on the spacecraft. So if you're interested in having your, whatever you've got, it's cool. So far, 442,000 names have been submitted to NASA with ideas of things to send into outer space on this trip. Yep. 51 after on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is the Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Program during the week at this time. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guide at Frommer's.com is here with us to talk about whatever issues there are and opportunities there may be for you to have some good travel experiences. We'll talk about Cuba one more time, the airplane that didn't go, and what travel is like, whether there are going to be bargains going to Europe because of what happened in Brussels. All coming up here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts, mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
55 past the hour now on Good Day. I'm happy to welcome Pauline Frommer back again from Frommer's Travel Guide at Frommer's.com. So I think we talked last week about Cuba. We've been talking about Cuba and the opportunities there. The president going there seemed to underscore it even more. I think a couple of cruise liners, maybe more than that, announced this week they were going to begin cruising in May to Cuba, 110 flights a day from various airports. This is a good thing for the travel business, probably above all. Would you agree with that, Pauline?
Well, I'd say it's a good thing for American freedom. I always thought the embargo infringed upon our rights as Americans to travel freely where we wanted to. But it's absolutely good for the travel business as well.
Yeah.
And then it opens up a fascinating nation. We just put out a book at Frommer's, Frommer's Easy Guide to Cuba by a woman who's lived there for the last decade. And when you read it, you realize that it really is more than just a Caribbean island. It's a place that has a very different culture. And, you know, before the embargo, it was the single most popular island in the Caribbean because it supposedly, I have not been myself, but it's supposedly has the most beautiful beaches in all of the Caribbean. So I think there's going to be a flood of people going.
I think you and I ought to arrange as soon as they get the internet so that we can do a radio broadcast from down there. Let's you and I go down and spend a day or two, and we'll tell people the stories. All right. Here's something that I often wonder about. We talk about some of these airlines, like Spirit. I say it's an airline that has no reason for being horribly run airline. There's another one of those, Allegiant Air, which is headquartered in Las Vegas. I think they have a couple of dozen MD-80s that are at least 30 years old, stuff that American used to use in Delta, but they have now come up with a story that I haven't heard. I don't think it's been equaled. The story, for those of you who haven't heard it, this plane was supposed to go from Orlando to Grand Rapids in Michigan, due to take off at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, departed at 3:21, up in the air for a half hour, went back to the airport, had a sensor issue. The second plane got there, left at 7 o'clock, engine overheated, came back again. Third aircraft was supposed to leave at 9 o'clock, had a cabin light problem, so the passengers were all put up in a hotel. They left the next day, so they spent 20 hours to try to get to Michigan, which is longer than it would take you to drive there. So when people ask you about these sorts of these airlines like Allegiant, what do you tell them?
You got to remember this made the news because it doesn't happen that often. I mean, there are some standards. I say if you really want to save money, maybe you'll fly this airline, but remember that you're going to get dinged for everything. It's usually not the problem, mechanical problems, that's the problem here. It's that you get charged to bring your luggage, even if you bring it into a carry-on. It's that you won't even get a glass of water without paying for it. It's they're going to nickel and dime you. That's what I find disturbing. Let's be fair. I think even the bigger airlines have mechanical problems. Maybe not to this extent, though.
This one is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Spend a few seconds about deals to Europe now with the bombing. Yes, no? Is it a good time to go?
Definite deals to Belgium, definite deals to France. We're not seeing any drop in prices, though, to places like Italy, Spain, and other countries that haven't been hit lately. But the euro remains pretty weak, so it is a good time to go.
Pauline Frommer, Frommer's Travel Guide. Check it out. Get their latest information on Cuba at Frommer's.com. 59 past on Good Day.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.